Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 27. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 14. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas wildlife officials wrapped up last week having their meeting discussing what they would do with potential new hunting license options in the state of Kansas after they, quote, suddenly halted the sale of many licenses for age brackets in the state. As KSNT News reports, at the late commission meeting that happened last week with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said that it would stop selling their combination hunting and fishing licenses for state's residents between the age of 65 and 74 due to an oversight issue. They say the conversation came from a potential solution for the lack of lifetime licensees that they saw available to older adults, or they are working on new legislation that would help establish new licenses based on current statutory authority, with a proposal showing five-year residence for hunting senior licenses being $50, and five-year resident combination hunting and fishing licenses together for seniors being $90 total. For more information on the new hunting and fishing licenses, you can go to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks website.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
State law enforcement officials and the Federal Aviation Administration is reminding individuals across the state and the Mid-America region that if you have a drone, not to fly your drone around emergency scenes or accidents, as it may impact response time and obstruct law enforcement from being able to do their jobs. As KSN News reports, the statement came out from Jillian Angeline, a public affairs specialist with the Federal Aviation Administration, saying that flying drones near emergency scenes greatly impacts their response time, saying, quote, when people fly drones near emergency situations, law enforcement agencies may be forced to ground their aircraft to avoid the potential for mid-air collision. Delaying airborne response poses a threat to first responders and threatens the lives of those they are trying to help. According to state law enforcement, they say the announcement came after one individual died last week on November 19th as a result of a head-on collision on U.S. Highway 77 in Geary County, Kansas, where they say the LifeStar helicopter responded to the crash had trouble getting to the scene due to a drone flying south of the scene.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we come out of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend across the state of Nebraska, many of the food pantries around the state say that they've seen a major increase of what they've called food insecurity, as they say they felt the pressure trying to help supply food to those in need around the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that food insecurity has risen by near 38% in 1 year among individuals and 56% among children in the states of Nebraska and western Iowa alone. According to the organization of Together Omaha's food pantry in Omaha, Nebraska, they say during the Thanksgiving weekend, they saw a massive increase in individuals coming in looking for donations and food. As according to the report, 1 in 8 individuals and 1 in 5 children across the state and across the food bank's coverage were struggling with food insecurity, according to the 2024 Map the Meal Gap that was reported by the Feeding America compared to the 2021 and 2022 years.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Two men from Washington were among four people injured, and one other person was killed Saturday morning in a two-vehicle accident in Nemahal County, 5 miles west of Fairview. 37-year-old Mark Dittmers and 36-year-old Jonathan Dittmers, both of Washington, were injured when the vehicle driven by Mark Dittmers reportedly missed a stop sign on W Road and struck a vehicle traveling on U.S. 36 Highway. That vehicle driven by 33-year-old Taylor Deer Novotny of Lawrence. The passenger in that vehicle, 35-year-old William Novotny, also of Lawrence, was killed in the accident, and a 3-year-old girl suffered minor injuries. Mark and Jonathan Dittmers of Washington were transported to the Hiawatha Hospital with suspected serious injuries late Saturday morning. Marshall County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at last week's meeting. Washington County Commissioners voted to raise base salary for county employees by 5% first of the year. This will include all permanent, full, and part-time positions, excluding contract labor. This follows 5% annual raises each of the previous 3 years. Washington County Road and Bridge Department will close 8th Road between Osage and National Roads this week for a couple of days, while the county replaces a fairly deep culvert that failed. A pair of telecommunication tower requests were heard by Gage County supervisors recently, who unanimously approved a tower near Liberty, but denied another near Philly on a 5-2 vote. After hearing citizen opposition, including some 300 signatures in protest, they live within a 6-mile radius of the site. An alternate site was suggested, but the applicant had refused to meet with local residents. Don Schuler and Dave Swavely were the dissenting votes. It was noted that Southern Gage County may see additional requests for tower permits, as NextLink was awarded grant funding to develop communications infrastructure in that part of the county. Several vehicle break-ins were reported overnight Friday or early Saturday in Marysville, with some items reported stolen. The neighborhood identified includes Jenkins Street north to May and from 10th to 15th Streets, according to a map posted by Marysville Police on social media. The local police department does not provide local media releases, according to policy. An investigation is reportedly ongoing, and citizens are encouraged to check their vehicles or report any suspicious activity. Frankfort Community Foundation Annual Giving Day is Tuesday, December 3rd at the Allstat Gallery. In-person contributions may be left from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. or online anytime at frankfortgives.com. Checks may be mailed payable to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 186 in Frankfort, or can be left at First National Bank, where donation forms are also available. Please designate the funds you choose to support, and donations Tuesday will qualify for matching funds. Last year's Giving Day totaled well over $200,000. Frankfort Community Foundation Annual Giving Day, Tuesday, December 3rd at the Allstat Gallery, 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available daily on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Albert Dude Butel, age 96 of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Albert Dude Butel. Martha E. Ross, age 79 of Vermilion, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery, with a visitation Tuesday from 2 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Martha Ross. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, goulash, garlic bread stick, green beans, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, ribs with scalloped potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, and pears. KNDY News time is 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Mostly sunny and warmer throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine and even warmer as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And mostly clear skies over Wednesday night, cooler with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Warmer again on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. The mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine continues as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s, and partly cloudy Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and more sunshine throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 47. Record high in this date, 70. The average low, 26, and the record low, 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening at 5:05. 27 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of December. KNDY News time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Goal number one, check. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Couple of feet of snow in Buffalo this weekend wouldn't stop the Bills from another win, 35-10 over the Niners in the Sunday night football game.
And with that victory, they have clinched their fifth consecutive AFC East crown.
Division wrapped up in week 13. The Buffalo Bills radio network in the loss. Niners losing Christian McCaffrey to a PCL injury. They will know more after tests today. His season could be done. Bills get their 10th win. So do the Vikings, 23-22 over Arizona. Eagles, 24-19 over the Ravens. Phillies won 8 straight. Justin Tucker missing 3 more kicks in the loss. Seattle rallies to beat the Jets. New York is now 3-9. Aaron Rodgers would not speculate on his immediate future. He turns 41 today. Texans beat the Jaguars. Jacksonville losing the game and quarterback Trevor Lawrence to a concussion on a violent hit from Azeez Al-Shaair, who was ejected for the hit. Buccaneers tie Carolina at the end of regulation and then win it on a field goal in overtime. Steelers outlast the Bengals 44-38 for Coach Mike Tomlin.
Man, we needed all 44 of those points today, didn't we? You know, you're playing against Joe Burrow and company, you know. Chances are you're going to have to score some points.
Pittsburgh improves to 9-3 with the win, meaning Mike Tomlin has still not had a losing season. Chargers beat the Falcons. Kirk Cousins throwing 4 interceptions in the loss. Commanders snap a 3-game slide with a 42-19 rout of Tennessee. Rams rally to beat the Saints 21-14. Saints have dropped 8 of 10. NBA, the Clippers get 35 from Donovan Mitchell. They beat the Celtics by 4, ending Boston's 7-game win streak. 39 for James Harden. Clippers beat the Nuggets by 4. Lakers edge Utah 105-104. LeBron and Anthony Davis combined for 60 points. Some testy moments in college football over the weekend. For its part, the Big Ten has fined Michigan and Ohio State $100,000 each for their post-game melee.
Thanksgiving has come and gone, and it's somehow December, which means Christmas is in just over 3 weeks. Don't worry, you got this. Macy's Cyber Monday is here to help. Head to Macy's now, where you'll save big on the best gifts for everyone on your list. And best of all, they're all in one place. Easy. You'll find warm winter accessories, cashmere sweaters, and cozy coats for the whole family. Because, yep, it's December now, and while there's 3 weeks until Christmas, these deals only last until Tuesday at Macy's.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
State championship football scores Saturday. Axtell shuts out Victoria 50-0 in 8-man Division 2, while in Division 1, Hoxie beat Central Plains 46-0. Centralia fell to Conway Springs in the 1A title game 41-6, and Nemahal Central fell to Southeast of Saline in Class 2A 36-28. Class 3A, Topeka Hayden held off Andale 36-19.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are looking ahead to this week's employment data, as strong jobs numbers Friday could further diminish hopes for another interest rate cut this year. Stock futures this morning showed the major indexes headed for a lower opening. November, though, was a month for the record books on the trading floor. The S&P climbed 5.75 points. The NASDAQ composite rose 6.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 7.5% in November. Stellantis is looking for a new leader following the sudden resignation of its CEO. Carlos Tavares is leaving the maker of Jeep, Fiat, and Peugeot cars 2 months after the company issued a profit warning on its 2024 results. Americans made a trip to the movies as part of their Thanksgiving celebrations. Moana 2, Wicked, and Gladiator pushed the 5-day Thanksgiving holiday to its biggest haul in cinematic history, an estimated $420 million in domestic box office. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Good Friday. Agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Interest rates are starting to fall, which is a good thing for United States agriculture. David Widmar, an economist with Agricultural Economic Insights, says it'll take time to feel the effects of the drop.
We went from 3.5%, 4% farm-level interest rates up to 7%, 7.5%, and now we're coming down from 7.5% to maybe 6.5%. We'll start to see some improvement, but we went up a lot and we've came down a little bit. The implications of interest rates will range from borrowing costs all the way to asset valuations, and so it's going to take time to work this way through this system. But yes, time is going to be important. A little bit of relief for 2025, but long term will be important to watch.
Looking ahead to 2025, are there any reasons to think economic conditions will improve?
Commodity prices, corn, soybeans, if you look at the board of trade, there's a little bit of an improvement. That could be helpful. Some inputs have come down a little bit, so there's going to be a little bit of budget improvement. And of course, optimism. We always turn the page and we're optimistic about the next year's crop. So I think that's going to be important to keep an eye on. But producers are going to have to ultimately do a lot of review of their financials over the winter, make solid plans in their budgets. But I think they're also going to need to really say, how am I going to cut some of those fixed overhead costs that I have in my operation? You know, is my family living in shape? Is all my machinery costs in shape? Are my debt payments in shape? There's time here, time to make some positions and course adjustments.
There's also a possibility of financial assistance coming from Congress during the lame duck session.
We haven't talked about this yet, but there could be some emergency funding coming out of Congress. So are we going to use that as a band-aid to cover up some of our wounds on our balance sheet, or are we going to use it as an opportunity to really get things restructured and to set us up for success beyond 2025?
Again, that's Dave Widmar of Agriculture Economic Insights. For more insight, head to AEI.ag. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Former host and director of Agriculture Today, Eric Atkinson, discusses valuable people who were involved in this radio program in the past 100 years that it has been around on the K-State radio network. What started as Farm Hour has had a list of notable people create what people know now as Agriculture Today.
Kenneth Gapin was early on a participant, and he eventually became the USDA radio TV chief in the 40s and 50s. And then during World War II, an individual by the name of Miriam Dexter conducted the Farm Hour and also provided other services to share with Kansas radio stations. In 1948, an individual by the name of Grant Salisbury was named the radio specialist and was directing the Farm Hour. There was an individual called Jim Chapman. He was involved at one point in the various aspects of the Farm Hour and some other services. One individual who I have a name only, I guess I should say, is Frank Jones. I know he was involved. I don't know what time frame. And then eventually it came around to an individual who was the one who really put Agriculture Today on the map in the 60s and beyond, and that was Paul DeWeese.
Paul DeWeese was involved in radio at K-State from 1948 to 1983, where he helped change the style of agriculture radio, says Atkinson.
When Paul came in 61, he wanted to change the tone of it a bit. So instead of it being fully prepared lectures, he chose to orient the program more toward conversations with specialists, researchers, others associated with agriculture and associated with the university. So it became much like it is today, a give and take between host and the guests. And it was extremely, extremely popular, obviously. Paul continued on and was in 1966 named the full-time agriculture director for KSAC Radio.
Atkinson explains the title that DeWeese was given by many of his peers.
So his focus was entirely on agriculture at that point. And he became very rapidly known as the dean of farm broadcasters in the Midwest. A lot of that has to do with his tremendous work on Agriculture Today and one of the greatest radio voices ever. If anybody's ever heard recordings or actually heard him broadcast, they would attest to that.
That was past host and director of Agriculture Today, Eric Atkinson, as he recognized key contributors to Agriculture Today, which is turning a century old on December 1st, 2024. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
It's Monday sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
The good news is the cattle market case, 190 to 192, 295 in the carcass, certainly a raise in the market since last week, and feels really good in the auction market here today. At 12 o'clock noon, we will get into a big hay sale in the square bales. There is five lots at 12, fourth cut, alfalfa, two lots at 20, third cut, alfalfa. In the second cut, there's six lots of 20. In the Brome, three lots of 25. In the Prairie, there's a group of 17 and 18. In the grass square bales, four groups of 17. In the straw, four groups of 15. In the big round department, 12, second cut, 16, 15. 11 cut of second cut. There is a round alfalfa, two groups of 17, third cut. $12.45 on the weight, protein $19.85, and 9 grass along with 8 grass. In the Prairie Department, 12 bales, $12.30. A group of 3, 10 lots of prairie at $15.44. Alfalfa grass, there's 12, 11 and 11. Round corn stalk, 7 and 7. And the round rye, there's 10. And so we do have a lot of round hay and square bales here today. On the feeder cattle, folks, so what a great set of cattle. High quality, certainly they are in good condition. And let's get going. 8 black and black baldy, red baldy steering heifers are going to be all weaned. They're going to be $450 to $550. The entire list will be weaned except two noted groups, such as 8 black and red white face steering heifers coming off the cows at $700 to $800. There's also 10 black white face steering heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh $400 to $700. Getting back to all weaned, vaccinated, preconditioned, and ready to go. The Walman calves out of Pickerel, 12 black. Black Baldies, they're going to weigh $600. Bus Boom out of Cortland's got 12 black. Steering heifers, $550 to $650. Mieske out of Weeping Water, 23 red. Red white face, they're going to weigh $300 to $400. The 25 head of black and black baldy heifers, David Straube out of Tecumseh, always a great set of heifers. Then we've got the Greg Weir's heifers out of Diller. There will be 6 groups of 5 folks, Black Angus, OCV, open heifer, replacement quality, 923 on the wean, double vaccinated, ready to go. They're going to weigh $600 to $650. They will sell at $130. Selectermeyer out of Nehaka, 40 black, steering heifers, $700. Double B Farms out of Okito, 43 black, steering heifers, $550 to $650. David and John Werbein out of Burchard, 55 black steers, $650 to $775. Rezac, 20 red Angus, they're going to weigh $625. Dennis Hippen out of Virginia, 82 black, steering heifers, $550 to $750. Chris Nicholas out of Burchard, 51 black steers, $550 to $6.50. 62 black heifers, $500 to $600. Jay Meyer out of Pleasant Dale, 16 black, red white face steering heifers, $700 to $800. Folkert's Farms out of Beatrice, 44 black steering heifers are going to weigh $500 to $675. Naveen Farms, Adams, 50 black Semanga steers are going to weigh $700 to $800. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover, 62 black heifers, yearlings coming off grass, $900. 30 black steering heifers are going to be the Epman cattle out of Martell, $600 to $650. 40 black steering heifers, $400 to $600. Pullman out of DeWitt. Russ and Russ Jr., El Tisti out of Tecumseh, 73, head of black steering heifers, $550 to $675. Bauman out of Martell, 13 black heifers, $500 to $600. Preston out of Crete, 15 black baldy steering heifers, $550 to $650. Zentner out of Schubert, 17 black steering heifers, yearling, $700 to $850. And Doctor out of Firth, 14 red char black steering heifers, $600 to $700. Quality is deep, the hair is tall, good, square butted cattle, folks. So give us a call. AJ, Rick, Denny, Slim, Ryan, hey, we appreciate the business. 223-3571.
And they do have a special sale coming up this Thursday. For details, contact Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. 731 from KNDY, 27 degrees ahead of sunrise. Maybe very close to our high temp for today. Not a lot of change. About a warm-up trend. Then highs around 40 on Tuesday, could reach into the 50s by Wednesday.
Humidifiers and vaporizers aren't the only way to battle dry indoor air. Some time-tested, low-tech strategies may be all you need. A few suggestions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you?
Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 2nd, the 337th day of the year. Tennis player Monica Seles shares a birthday with NFL standout Aaron Rodgers, and New York's LaGuardia Airport began operations on this day in 1939. Dry indoor air can make life pretty uncomfortable this time of year. Here's a few low-tech ways to cure it. Air dry your laundry, string a line indoors, or invest in a drying rack. Consider some houseplants. Plants emit moisture, and a few Boston ferns can make a noticeable difference. Place a pan or dish of water near heat sources and let evaporation moisten the air. And when you take a bath or shower, go easy with a ventilation fan. Let some of that steam back into your living areas. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was another small win, but a win nonetheless on Friday for a special event for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs were at home at Arrowhead Stadium, beating the Las Vegas Raiders 19-17. It was slow scoring the entire game going into the half, with Kansas City Chiefs up 10-3 over the Raiders, and the Raiders working for a comeback in the fourth quarter, putting 7 points on the board. Overall, the Raiders ended up dominating the Chiefs when it came to total yards, putting a total of 434 yards on the board compared to the Chiefs' 329. The Raiders won with passing yards at 318 and 116 rushing yards overall compared to the Chiefs at 63. The Chiefs, who are still atop of the AFC West right now with only one loss under their belt for the regular season, are staying at home at Arrowhead Stadium coming up this Sunday, December 8th, for their next game, with the Sunday night game at 7:30 kickoff against the Chargers. The Chargers are number two in the AFC West, currently sitting at 8-4 for the regular season.
For the fourth time in 4 years, the Axel Eagles are the eight-man Division II state champions after a 50-0 win over a previously unbeaten Victoria from Greensburg, Kansas. The story of the game, Axel forced three Victoria turnovers in the first quarter. Axel led 22-0 off of those turnovers and never looked back. Brandon Schmelzley ended the game with three rushing touchdowns and three passing touchdowns, finding his receivers all day long as the Axel defense again pitched a shutout for the second straight year in a state championship contest. The Axel Eagles now have won 52 straight games as that senior class goes undefeated in their high school career. Again, the Axel Eagles are your 2024 eight-man Division II state champions for the fourth time in 4 years after a 50-0 win over the Victoria Knights. Reporting from Greensburg, Kansas, for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
State championship football scores Saturday. Axtell shuts out Victoria 50-0 in eight-man Division II, while in Division I, Hoxie beat Central Plains 46-0. Centralia fell to Conway Springs in the 1A title game 41-6, and Nemahal Central fell to Southeast of Saline in Class 2A 36-28. Class 3A, Topeka Hayden held off Andale 36-19. Marking the Axtell Eagles' fourth straight state title and 52nd consecutive win Saturday, you can listen back to the game broadcast with Max Blasky. Go under the Sports tab and archives on our website at kndyradio.com to replay or download Saturday's championship game, along with all of our fall football and volleyball broadcast action in postseason. Our Coach's Corner for high school basketball is underway this week, following evening sports at around 5:20.
KNDY.